wanna know my occupation? I get paid to rock the nation.
Rolling. Hold it now.
This morning from a restaurant in New Orleans where he's doing CNN, Roland Martin. Good morning.
Got my Essence Festival summer suit on early this morning, Tom.
You got your sweat towel?
Your brother got the sweat towel, absolutely. But the ascot will be making an appearance tonight, so there ain't no sweat about it. We'll be all good. Folks, Tom, last week we reported about Congressman Charlie Rangel winning his Democratic primary, but there have been some issues because there are still votes being cast, and he has something like an 800-vote lead, and so could the results change? We turn to my homeboy, Errol Lewis, columnist there in New York, also host of a show on New York One. Hey, Errol, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, man, so what's the deal? We all thought, you know, after results, his opponent conceded. What's the deal in this race? What, 2,000-3,000 votes still haven't been counted?
Well, it's like this. We have a new voting machine. We have a new system here. New York State was the very last in the nation to actually computerize its voting system as required under federal law. So this is one of the earlier ones. The long and short of it is this. A lot of the votes were cast, but there were some precincts that were not recorded and properly forwarded because despite the fact we have a computerized system, the way they actually count the votes is to have people write down totals on pieces of paper, cut those pieces of paper into strips, and then give them to the police department, and then they enter it into the computers. It's a very convoluted system. It is very inefficient.
Y'all ain't never heard of iPads or smartphones in New York?
Listen, we have the computers that we pay for at millions and millions of dollars, and rather than simply take the thing out, plug it into a central computer like as if it was a jump drive, and simply total all of it instantly, under our law, they cannot do that. They have to do this old method. So it's really kind of crazy. But at last count, from an 800-vote lead, Congressman Rangel has gone up to just over 900. So you got to be careful what you wish for. They've been doing this careful count of all the absentee and affidavit ballots, the emergency paper ballots, and those seem to have been working in Congressman Rangel's favor.
So you mean to tell me they're back there in the back room going, one, two...
Look, we have footage of it. It's exactly
three.
That. If you remember the scenes,
I lost count. And
okay,
these are old people.
Start all over again.
Start over.
These old people?
It's actually a little worse than that. If you remember back to 2000, it's just like that, where there'll be one person who's the counter from the Board of Elections, a lawyer from one side, a lawyer from the other side, and the counter picks the thing up, holds it up, and both of them at that point can either make a legal objection or allow it to be counted.
Any problems with any hanging Charlies or Chads in all of this?
Well, sure, they're going to make up something along the way. I mean, underneath this all, of course, is a sort of an ethnic contest. The district for the first time ever is 55% Latino. The closest challenger is Latino, and he's the one who's been saying there might be fraud, there might be problems, we need to count every vote, and so forth and so on.
All right.
Wow. But Tom, when New Yorkers talk about they sophisticated more than anybody else, tell them, at least we can count our votes quickly. Errol Lewis, thanks a lot.
All right, have a good time at Essence Music Festival. Tell Charlie Wilson I said hello. He performs tonight.